time for Lickin' on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. So good to have you on the podcast with us today. Again, this is Monday, June 6th, 2022. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're so grateful to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format you can listen to anytime and anywhere. This week's Hot Topic segment, we've got John Wankiewicz with us. He's Global Head Product Marketing for Universal Banking at Finastra. He's going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. In fact, this is a topic that came in as a result of a request from one of our clients. And we're going to be talking about transformation and what it means and the right vision. It means many things, so creating the right vision is a key. And transformation means change. And one of our listeners, Bobby Nicely over at Alcova Mortgage, said, "Hey, man, I'd love to hear you guys talk about how people are handling change." So anyway, bottom line is we're thrilled to have you here with us, and you're going to want to stay tuned to the Hot Topic segment. And again, if you're listening on a downloaded basis, that's going to be the next podcast we air right after this one. We do them live, so you can dial in live. You get the joy of listening to all of us. And if not, then you are getting on the two podcasts. So listen to the next one, which is the Hot Topic segment, which we'll be doing live here after the mortgage update. So, hey, some real quick information. I want to say a big thank you to Jungo, who put out the latest article. So grateful for Jungo. They published three of the podcasts that we do, one of which we did feature Finastra on, is on the Lickin' on Lending podcast. They feature the top 13 podcasts that every loan officer should listen to. So shout out to Jungo and for what they did. We're grateful for adding us to the list and making us one of the top 13 podcasts to listen to in the industry. Very, very grateful. And then also what we did there, we featured the Brian Montgomery interview. And we also featured Troy Anderson along with the Worry Brewers. So lots of good information out there. You can check out those in the links and a list of all the podcasts that they're promoting. So we want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. We have Finastra, of course, who is our hot topic and guest today. Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution is the market-leading point-of-sale and origination platform, along with FormFree. Brent Chandler, he's got so much great content. We get so much feedback on his content that he provides us because it's so innovative. Some of the things they're doing over at FormFree, you got to check out the website, go to our sponsorship page, along with Lender Toolkit. Brent Brumley and our friend Brent Emler are there. They do such a great job. Hoping to get them back on the podcast, sharing some of the things that are going on with them. Very exciting, as well as SnapDocs. They help lenders overcome the obstacles of adopting the e-mortgage technology. It is a challenge. And they have this new product called e-mortgage Quick Start Program. Check it out. We had Brianna Ings on March 28th. Go back and listen to that. As well as Total Expert. We got the Total Expert Accelerate 22 conference coming up in June 12th through the 15th. Josh and I doing it together during one of the breakouts. So be sure to check out the Total Expert Accelerate 22 conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope to see you there. And as well as Simple Nexus. They do a great job of helping you in so many different ways. Go listen to the interview we did with Andrea Lightfoot on May 23rd. Also, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America Lenders One, as well as Mortgage Collaborative Success Kit, Knowledge Coup, Mobility MMI, as well as Modex, the Mortgage Advisory Tools. They do a good job, as well as DW Consulting. Debbie Weems does a great job of helping you get your LinkedIn profile right. And a special thank you goes out to Adam with the MBA, as well as Les Parker, Matt Graham, as well as Alice Alvey. And very excited to have her and Jack participating in this podcast. But let's get over to the MBA Mortgage Minute with Adam and see what's going on from the MBA's perspective.
Hi, I'm Adam DeSanctis. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, MBA and the Housing Policy Council responded to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's proposed 40-year modification. While supportive of HUD's proposal to add the 40-year modification to FHA's loss mitigation toolkit, MBA has recommended keeping the 30-year modification as a core component of loss mitigation. Allowing a modification of up to 480 months will provide an additional opportunity to help consumers facing long-term hardship hardships while also addressing the unique challenges of future adverse market conditions. MBA will continue to work with FHA and Ginnie Mae to ensure secondary market certainty for extended term modifications. Now that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, MBA. If you haven't signed up for MBA's Mortgage Action Alliance app, please do so immediately. Also become a member if you're not already there. So much can happen with that Mortgage Action Alliance app. It's so important. Let's get over to Les Parker with this week's TM Spotlight and a macro view of the markets. Les, what you got?
Prices leave us wageless and with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-leaders. Joe tells us we're insane. But we've got a blank space, POTUS, and we'll write your name.
TM Spotlight Soundbite is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
Treasury Secretary Yellen said, oops, we were wrong about inflation being temporary. Janet Yellen's been wrong on major economic policies before. She denies contrary trends until reality hits the front page of the Washington Post. Now she's set up Russia to default on its dollar-denominated debts. Inflation hurt 64% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. When people hurt, they love new leaders. Got a long list of ex-leaders. Joe tells us we're insane. But we've got a blank space, POTUS. And we'll write new names. These views are my own. Know what lies ahead at tmspotlight.com.
Good job, Les Parker. The intersection of economics and politics has begun. Listen to Janet Yellen, some of the things and some of their interaction with our current president is quite amazing. But anyway, we could go on and on about that. Try to avoid politics, but sometimes when they intersect, as they seem to be right now, it's hard to avoid it. Check out Les Parker's TM Spotlight newsletter. He does a great job. You can subscribe for free to the paid version by putting the word POWER in there, which stands for Power Seller. So great job, Les and Gary Canterbone. They team up for that segment each and every week. Matt Graham's here with us, founder, CEO of MBS Live. Bring us the news we don't want to hear today, but we need to hear. And he does a great job with his excellent website, mbslive.net. How are you, friend?
News you don't want to hear. If you want, we can do fake news, and I can say rates are even lower than they were last week, and everything's great. But that would indeed be fake news.
May 9th. Yeah, we had the highs back then. I put up on the screen where we hit a high. What was that? 2.87, and it looks like we could be checking close to testing those highs. Do you think that's going to happen this week?
Well, I think that's going to depend a lot on CPI on Friday, maybe the ECB announcement on Thursday to some extent. And whether we do or we don't, we'll talk about what I think the general trend is here in a second. But let's get caught up really quickly with last week. First off, on the data front, a couple interesting things going on. We had Case-Shiller and FHFA home prices both come in still scorching in terms of year-over-year price appreciation. Case-Shiller, I think, set a new record, 21.2% year-over-year, FHFA 19%. The big caveat to these numbers is the fact that this refers to March home sales, and if it was sold in March, then it was probably negotiated in January or February, depending on how quickly it closed. But the point being is that we can safely say that the 20% price increases year over year will ebb shortly based on, you know, what's being reported on the purchase side of the market. Chicago PMI, consumer confidence, both surprised to the upside. This was a theme throughout the week for several reports, which were slightly stronger than expected. And that sort of surprised the market. It didn't necessarily surprise economists in every scenario, but I think market participants were expecting to see a little bit more impact from inflation and rising rates start to take a toll on the economy, that sort of thing. And it's not taking as much of a toll as they thought. One thing that I thought was interesting was the fact that the market is starting to react to economic data that it didn't really react to for most of the past year and change. Inflation has been the driving narrative, and things like employment related data, especially things like ADP employment, haven't really made a dent. But then on Wednesday morning, we actually did see a little positive reaction to a lower than expected ADP number. And then we saw a negative reaction to a higher than expected ISM manufacturing number. And that was really, I think, the centerpiece of the week in terms of economic data moving the bond market. Yeah. It was so overt that it forces us to ask what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. And so I think it goes back to something we were talking about 2 weeks ago, which is that bonds can only gain so much ground in an environment where we're waiting to see what's going on with inflation. And yeah, we happened to gain a little bit more ground after we talked 2 weeks ago, but then indeed that 2.72 technical level in treasuries acted as a floor, and we're settling into what we thought would be a volatile sideways range. Fingers crossed it's sideways. I mean, we have to see how high yields go. And so while we're in that sideways range, or what we hope will be a sideways range, we have these fine-tuning adjustments that will account for the volatility inside that range. It's the inflation trends that will shape the big picture trend for rates, and of course the Fed's policy response. But the economic data sort of allows for those fine-tuning adjustments and the volatility inside that range. And I think the takeaway last week was that the economy is doing a little bit better than the average trader thought it would be, given the inputs in terms of inflation and rates. Last piece of that puzzle was Friday with the jobs report. Hasn't been a huge market mover recently. It wasn't a huge market mover on Friday, but it did move markets, and it moved markets more than I think most people would expect given the details of the report. It's only 90,000 versus 325 forecast, and unemployment rate ticked up, earnings ticked down 0.1% from the forecast. And so it was a lackluster report apart from the payroll headline. Nonetheless, rates jumped higher on the news and really only recovered with some help from ISM non-manufacturing, another important top shelf report, maybe not the highest shelf, but second highest. So the takeaway is that there is some attention being paid to economic data that in a more significant way than has been the case in recent months. But looking ahead, it's still all about inflation. Big CPI report coming up on Friday. No Fed speakers this week. They're in their blackout period ahead of next week's Fed announcement. The announcement is guaranteed to have a 50 bip rate hike. We'll talk more about this next Monday, obviously, but I think traders will be getting in position for that throughout the week, and then potentially huge reaction to CPI. Any CPI report these days is a potentially huge market mover. And we just want to see if that thing continues to cool down or if it is starting to have second thoughts about cooling down. And that will definitely decide whether or not we stay in the sideways trend. If it is much hotter than expected, we're going to probably move up and out of that range you asked me about at the beginning. And 10-year yields would be able to test 3.2 in that scenario. So let's hope they don't. And let's hope we can escape to next week and confirm that this indeed is a sideways range and not just a pause before continuing toward even higher rates.
Very interesting. Jack, thoughts on all of this? I know you're a studier and observer of the markets. Thoughts on all this?
David, it seems like we're operating in an alternative universe right now. And in this alternative universe, money center bank chairman CEO becomes meteorologist and rappers become economists. And so I'm talking about Jamie Dimon last week came out at an investor conference and said, brace yourself for the economic hurricane. And he cited a couple drivers of this, the first of which he threw out that it's possible, potential, that oil could hit $150 to $175 a barrel. But more importantly, he spent a lot of time talking about quantitative tightening and his concern around pulling money back out of the system and how we will fare with this aggressive QT. And we've talked about QT on the podcast before, but here you've got Jamie assuming the role of meteorologist, and then rapper Cardi B questions whether or not the U.S. is in a recession over Twitter. And I just thought, I'm in an alternative universe right now.
Matt, you're chuckling up there, up in Portland as you listen to this. You got to be.
No, I mean, well, yes. Okay, yes. If he's going to mention Cardi B, yeah, that's worth a chuckle for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really concern about where we're at and what's going to happen to the markets. And I was reading several articles over the weekend. Smart money's moving out of the equities right now, just quietly pulling back. So what's that going to do? We're going to find out, because Matt got it all over his screen. You can have it. At least the bond market stuff, that's all there. And it's great information. I love what you do. Jack, I love your perspective. That is good. I love it. Alternative reality we are in. Yes, very much. Gentlemen, thank you so much for that great report. Let's get over to Alice Alvey, with the legislative update, Alice Alvey, CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. It's good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Dave. Hi, everybody. Well, it's interesting that Jack brought up about the Jamie Dimon comment, because it's interesting that that person can say those statements and it can resonate with everybody and influence the market. But we'll see what happens. I think for me, it's pretty simple. Congress isn't super focused on us, which is nice. The one thing we do have out there, is the proposed rule. I'm sorry, it's really a joint notice of proposed rulemaking. So the kind of pre-discussion before there's a proposed rule coming from the OCC, Federal Reserve, and FDIC. So it really covers most of our mortgage banking independent banks out there. If you think of, all right, if these folks are going to have to start thinking about rules for CRA for the banks, are we on the list? And so even as independent mortgage bankers, we should be paying attention to this rule and get our comments in. So they're overhauling CRA. A lot of folks don't have any big opposition to the proposals within the CRA to include more mobile banking credits. Really, a lot of it is how to give the banks more credit for the work that they're doing. So comments are due by August 5th. So everybody get out there and get your voices heard. And then I think from my perspective, Dave, one thing that I was looking through is the couple of areas in the MBA news link that I thought were really important for folks to spend a couple minutes, go back and check them out. MBA news link posted on June 1st, they had the Case-Shiller Index showing that appreciation was sitting up around 20% still, whereas CoreLogic had reported that they thought throughout 2023 things were going to go down. So basically the answer is flip a coin, and you're probably right on what's going to happen next in the housing market. But real interesting data that MBA had in their news link on June 1st. And then the other one was they had on May 27th, their chart of the week was the production revenue cost. I thought this one was terrific, and really looking historically on how they talked about we were tight in the first quarter, margins had shrunk, but that's common in Q1 as we all, you know, struggle with your volume historically is always a little bit lower in those winter months, and then it picks back up and you get your lion's share of your profits, hopefully during the summer months. So interesting to go check that out as well. And Dave, I'm going to just close with a comment that I've pulled out lately from Albert Einstein. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. And that's where we're at today.
That's a great new territory. We are. In fact, I just related to that quote by Einstein. I read the book this weekend. It's called The American Icon by Bryce Hoffman. And it's about the phenomenal, unbelievable story of Alan Mulally, who turned around Ford. And it is one of those stories that I recommend everybody listen to this podcast, and anyone you could influence, get that book. Because what Alan faced, he had come out of his successful career at Boeing, turned around the aircraft manufacturer. Many said, what is an aircraft guy in the car business? It's a little bit different. I mean, a whole lot different. But how he approached it was so, playing on the word, iconic. It was so iconic because it was Alan Mulally's style. And what he did to take Ford through that period, very difficult period, the housing crisis, all the economic data, bad, horrible numbers, circumstances all over the place, and how he did that, how Ford was the only company to not take bailout money. I mean, you lived up there in those days, Alice. I was thinking, oh, I can't wait for the podcast. I got to get Alice's perspective on that. Do you remember those days when you were up there in the Detroit area and all of that, the big turnaround?
Absolutely. It was a big deal that Ford did not take bailout money. I'm going to go have to read that book now. I've forgotten about that. So thank you for the reminder, because it is a great story.
Yeah, it is one of those stories. And I recommend everyone, especially in the mortgage industry. Well, Dave, why do we want to read a book about a guy turning Ford around? That's not the mortgage industry. You'd be amazed, listeners, the parallels between the car industry and what Ford faced. And under the leadership of Alan Mulally, it was extraordinary. So, Alice, I just wanted to put that out there. I mean, your old hometown. I'll never forget, Alice, remember when you took me through and we were up there driving through? You said, you want to see part of Detroit? Is where we were going? I said, love to. And she says, yeah. And then we took a wrong turn. You go, we need to run some lights here because we don't want to be staying in this area. I'll never forget that. It was just unreal. Detroit has gone through so much. And so look at what Quicken has done in that market. You look at UWM is doing in the market to bring so much attention to the mortgage industry. We wish them all continued success. But go get that book, everybody, American Icon. It's a must read. And the parallels to what the mortgage industry is going through right now and what they went through at Ford is, quite honestly, there's many, many parallels. It's about leadership and what is your guiding principles by which you operate. You will not go wrong. Everyone who's read that book has written me and said, that is just the best book. So applicable. Alice, thanks for your comments on that. Anyway, Jack retired. He lives down on the coast. He goes fishing in the middle of the day. He'll probably get his fishing boat, go out fishing here after this podcast, and then gives a report. He sends me, texts me pictures from the boat. Look what I caught today. How's work going for you? Anyway, appreciate you, Jack. You are so much fun, and I truly value you being co-host on this podcast.
David, it's just fun to torture you from time to time. So,
well, yeah, keep it up. I love it. Live vicariously through all my retired friends. All right, let's wrap this up. This ends the weekly mortgage update. Each one of the segments we covered, you can listen to it. And we're talking about a new format, basically the same thing, but how we approach this format is going to be changing in the weeks ahead. Stay tuned. Very excited about what we have coming up. It's come out of several listener suggestions, but I went to Jack, and Jack has really got some great perspective. We're going to be bringing in some previously ignored parts of the industry, namely production, namely servicing, some other areas. We're going to be bringing those into the first half of the podcast. You go, how do you do that? You're already got a full podcast. Well, we're going to do it because you want to hear about it. And many of you have told us as much. So we're going to do that. Next week, we're pre-recording an interview and sharing with Brandon Weiss and Amy Moses of EscrowTab. We were talking a little bit of why is it that the whole digital experience moving at such a ridiculously glacial speed. Folks, we're going to be talking to two experts on this. Brandon and Amy used to work at MERS. And that's when I first met Brandon. And Amy's such a good friend. And she talked about how she respects Brandon as a leader. So we're going to get some great content from a leadership perspective. And we're also going to be talking about the latest technology. It's a transformation that is taking. And it's going to be playing on nicely to what we talked about with John today. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution, Form Free, Lender Toolkit, SnapDocs, Total Expert, Simple Nexus, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative Success Kit, Knowledge Coop, Mobility MMI, Modex, as well as Mortgage Advisor Tools, as well as DW Consulting. And we appreciate you. Check out all our sponsors and the links on the website, Lickin' On Lending. We're grateful to have you here. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.